This is Nathan Jennings, and I am the J. Milton Richardson Associate Professor of Liturgics and Anglican Studies at Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. The psalmist sings, "Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes." In the face of the word from Amos today, we beg the same from God. We do not want to go to Bethel and transgress, to Gilgal and multiply transgression, but we find the very thing we do not want to do, we do again and again. Who are we today? Are we like that son who said to his father, "I go, sir," but we fail to make good? Or are we like that son who was insolent, but, in the end, did what he was asked? My soul is consumed at all times with longing for your judgments, we cry out with the psalmist. In the end, whether we obey or not, whether we are insolent or acquiescent, the glory belongs to the Lord. In this season of Advent, all we can do is wait for our salvation. There is no formula, no step-by-step set of commandments to follow. There is only the waiting and the promised grace. Let us pray. Father of lights, from whom all good and perfect gifts descend, Father of the incarnate word, make our ways direct, that in keeping your word, we may live in him and he in us, even your only Son, our Lord, through whom we pray. Amen.